And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled The Mysterious Man in the Shack. It was a beautiful spring day in Cincinnati as today's adventure began. Sparky and I were taking a walk in Wobbledings Woods, enjoying the fresh air, the gentle spring sunshine. Bunny had gone with us, and he had run off into the underbrush someplace. As Sparky and I were approaching the clubhouse shack that Sparky's gang has back there in the woods, Sparky noticed that smoke was coming from the chimney. There was a mysterious visitor. Let me tell you about it this way.
Hey, Big John, when we get back to our clubhouse shack, I want to take a look at it and see if it could use a coat of paint.
For which I will have to pay, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. And well, that's not a bad idea. But seriously, Big John, it could use some paint. Boy, our clubhouse is starting to look like nothing but an old shack. In fact, if it weren't... Hey, look.
What's the matter?
There's our clubhouse shack, and look at that. There's smoke coming out of the chimney. Hey, there's somebody inside our shack.
Somebody inside? Well, perhaps it's one of the club members. Rabbit Ears McEaster, Charlie Clamberding, Maxie Finster, somebody like that.
Oh, no, it's not them. I know that because they're home doing their homework. Sirree, there's somebody inside there that has no business in there.
Do you think perhaps it's the Gas House Street Gorilla Gang? Maybe it's Crunch Hexensmasher or Roscoe McKeever or Hermie Zickenzacker or one of those boys.
Could be. It sure better not be. I'm telling you that right now. Let's be real quiet and sneak up on the shack and look inside, huh?
Okay, but be real quiet. What are you going to do if it is the Gas House Street Gorilla Gang in there?
Well, boy, they better watch out if it is.
Shh.
Now, let's be quiet now.
Yeah, we don't want whoever is in there to hear us. Let's peep in the window over here. Come on over this way.
Careful, watch out that they don't see us. Hey, look. It's a man.
A man? Let me see. By George, it is a man in there.
Yes, sirree, a man, a very mysterious man, sitting on a box with his back to the window. What's he doing in there? Who is he?
No telling. And if he hears us, there's no telling what he might do.
You afraid of him, Big John?
Well, no, I'm not afraid of him. I'm not exactly, but there's, you know, there's nothing wrong with being cautious.
Well, I'd like to know why he's in there, too.
I'm just as curious as you are, Sparky. I can't imagine why anyone would want to break into a little shack like this.
Shh. Let's peep in the window again. Quiet now.
Can you still see him? What's he doing? Can you see him?
Yeah. There he is. He's still sitting there like he was before. He's still sitting there with his back toward the window.
Let me take a look. He's a rather big man. I wish he'd turn this way so we could see his face.
Yeah. I wonder who he is, too.
Yeah. And where he came from.
Yeah.
Can't understand why he'd just sit there with his face buried in his hands like that.
He doesn't even move. He just sits there real quiet. Hey, you don't think he's asleep, do you, Big John?
No, I don't think he's asleep. Just moved a foot just a moment ago, and every once in a while... Seems like he just heaves a heavy sigh.
What do you think we ought to do? Should we call the police and have him come and chase him out of our shack?
No, I don't know. I don't think we want to do that. After all, it might be just some poor old man who has no home.
Yeah, but then again, Big John, maybe he's an escaped convict.
Escaped convict? Oh, now, Sparky. Where would an escaped convict come from around here? There isn't any prison nearby, and I don't recall hearing about any prison breaks lately.
Well, maybe he's somebody who's hiding out from the police.
No. If he were, we'd have read about it in the papers or heard about it on the radio.
Well, let's do something about it. That guy can't stay in our shack. Hey, wait a minute. Look, he's getting up.
What?
He's walking over toward the other side of the room. Hey, look what he's doing.
What's he doing?
He's eating our official club food.
Food? Do you kids keep food in your shack?
Sure. It's a big box of crackers.
Oh.
And that man in there is eating them. Come on, Big John, let's get back home so I can call the police.
Now, wait a minute. Why are you going to call the police?
I'm going to have that guy arrested for trespassing and stealing our valuable food.
No, you're not. You can't have him arrested for trespassing.
Why not?
Well, in the first place, this isn't your property. Wobbledean's Woods doesn't belong to anybody. At least not anybody that I know of.
Well, I know that, but our shack belongs to us, and that's what he's in. He's in our shack.
Sure, but your shack isn't on your own property.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, forget about being so quick to call the police.
Well, okay. Boy, if Bunny were here, I'd just walk in there and I'd ask that guy what he's doing in there.
Hey, by the way, where is Bunny?
He ran off into the woods somewhere. He's probably chasing a rabbit or something. He's all right. Don't worry about Bunny. What I'm concerned about is, what about that man in the shack?
Yeah, what about the man in the shack? Let me look in the window again. Maybe if we watch him a while, we can determine whether or not he's harmful or whether he's dangerous.
Well, he might be harmless, but he sure is eating up our box of crackers.
Boy, the way he eats. Sure does act like he's hungry. I wonder if he's just a poor old man who doesn't have a job or money or even a home. He might be.
Yeah, that could be. Well, then why don't we just go in there and ask him?
Well, just a minute. Let's stay here for a minute and watch him and see what he does.
Well, he hasn't done anything except get up and get that box of crackers off the shelf over there in the corner. If we don't stop him, he's going to eat the whole box.
Well, if he's hungry, let him eat him. If he eats them all, I'll buy your club a whole new box.
Oh, well, okay. Hey, look, he's turning his head this way. Oh, look at that. He's got a beard.
Yeah. You know, his face seems slightly familiar, but I can't seem to place it.
Well, he looks harmless enough.
Yeah, he looks harmless. He does.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he even looks a bit helpless. Look at those wrinkles in his forehead. He looks like he's worried about something.
And you know something? He almost looks like he's ready to cry.
I doubt if that man's a tramp. If he is, he's the best dressed tramp I've ever seen. His clothes are wrinkled and a bit dirty, but they're not very old. Look like they're pretty good clothing.
Come on, Big John. Let's go inside and find out who he is.
Well, all right. I suppose that is the best thing to do. Yeah, let's go on in. No, wait a minute. Now, maybe you'd better stand behind me, all right?
Okay, go ahead. Open the door.
All right, now give me time. Now, what we want to do is just act like we don't know he's in there, see? We'll just walk in just like we're walking through the woods and we come up and we just go in and we don't know there's anybody in there, see? Okay, here we go. Well, looks like there's somebody in here. Hello there, mister. How are you?
Somebody in our clubhouse shack. Hi there, mister. What are you doing here? What's the matter, mister? Can't you talk? Could Johnny just sit there looking down at the floor?
Yeah, so I notice. Mister, are you lost or don't you have any home? Can't you hear me, mister?
Boy, Big Johnny must know we're here, but he doesn't even look up. Hasn't looked up since we walked in. Hey, mister, what's the matter with you?
Look, if you're cold and hungry, you're welcome to come over to our house. We just live nearby. I'll give you a nice warm meal and the price of a shave and a haircut. You could certainly use that.
Yeah, just sit there, Big John. Oh, here comes Bunny. Hey, mister, I hope you're not afraid of dogs. If Bunny comes in here barking, he's my dog. Don't be afraid, because he won't bite you. He just likes to bark a lot. Do you hear me, mister? He still won't talk.
Say, mister, are you sick? Why don't you look up at us?
Here's Bunny. Now, Bunny, don't bother that man. Hey, look, Big John, Bunny jumped up into the man's lap.
Hello, Bunny, old boy. How are you, feller? Yeah, I guess you're the only friend I have got left in this world.
Huh? Hey, that's Mayor Plumfront, Big John. That man is Mayor Plumfront. Well, I'd recognize that voice anywhere. Mayor Plumfront. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, now, kids, if this isn't something, this mysterious man with the beard we found in our clubhouse shack turns out to be Mayor Plumfront. But he won't talk to us. Just sits there looking down at the floor. Hey, Mayor, I thought you went to Florida with the Widow Dilly. How come you aren't down there now? See that, kids? He just won't talk. Now, I wonder what in the world is wrong with him. He just sits there and pets my dog, Bunny. Well, now, if this isn't a mystery. Well, I guess we have to leave you now, kids, but I'll see you later.
So long.